Great, so if you could introduce yourself.
Right, I'm Nigel van Swanenberg. I'm the chair of Durham Regatta.
So what's your job here?
I chair the organising committee and, I actually chair the company that runs the regatta, because the regatta runs itself, unlike most regattas, which are run by rowing clubs. And that if I've done my job well, I really oughtn't to be doing anything much today, apart from seeing how it works. But it seems to be going well, and the organisation's in place. People are rowing down the river in the order they're meant to row. So it's so far, so good.
Great. So how would you describe Durham Regatta to someone who hasn't been to it before?
Well, it's a rowing regatta, but unlike quite a lot of rowing regattas, it's also a social occasion. It's a day that Durham comes out and looks at its river along the riverbanks and comes out in the sunshine today and really enjoys itself. So it's a friendly regatta, but it's a high quality regatta. So there's lots of good rowing going on for those people who understand rowing. And there's lots of other things going on for people who don't understand rowing. Quite a lot of people on the bank will be here with crews, but a lot of other people are just they're down for a really nice day, a picnic day on the riverside. Fantastic views. You've got the cathedral behind, the castle, Pelaw Woods, which unfortunately seem to be coming a bit too close to the river on occasions. But so it's just a very pleasant day out for everybody.
Why is Durham Regatta important for Durham?
Well, it's as I say, it's a social occasion. It certainly pulls people in from around the country. We get some international crews and supporters on some years. And it's just one of the things that, that actually I think sort of defines Durham over the years. That it's been here for, this is the 180th, so it survives and it's busy, and it's something that I think if you ask anybody who lives in the city or surrounds, they know about it. Some of them will have come, or they'll have come as kids, or their parents will have come. So it's a historic thing, but we also look to the future as well. Rowing's a sport that is for young and old, and also for the first time this year we've got what's called rowability races, which are races for adaptive rowers. You may well have seen them in the Paralympics. So we've got two races tomorrow, and we're looking to increase that. So it's the premier regatta in the north, and that's where the premier rowers ought to row, be they people who have a disability or not. They row pretty well. They row pretty quickly. So
it's not just a local event, is it? It's also international.
Well, it's international on some occasions. I mean, certainly we have over the years had crews from quite often from Holland. There have in the past, I think, been crews from Germany, the odd French crew. So it's quite difficult to compete with some of the bigger sort of lake-based regattas now. I mean, Durham's one of the... it's obviously a river regatta. You can only really get two boats side by side, whereas a lot of modern competitive rowing is sort of six or eight lanes. So it's quite difficult to attract some of the sort of Olympic type of crews. But a lot of people will start their rowing career in local regattas, and they come to Durham to show what they can do in an elite regatta. And a number of them have gone on to the Olympics. Jess Eddy from Durham Amateur Rowing Club was in the one of the women's eights. Kat Copeland, who won gold in the 2012 Olympics, won a sculling race here, apparently in 1996. So we have people who start small and then go and win gold medals elsewhere.
Okay, well, thank you very much for speaking to Durham today.
That's okay, it's a pleasure. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Okay.